But it's now time for the Rural News with Susan Murray. Tēnā koe. There's been a big shake-up for farming regulations. We might not have Susan Murray right at this moment. Are you there?
Good afternoon. I am here, Charlotte. Yes, there has been a big shake-up to farming regulations. Winter grazing regulations and stock exclusion rules could be scrapped or amended under proposed changes to the Resource Management Act. The Coalition Government says a bill to amend the RMA is expected to be introduced to Parliament next month and passed into law by the end of the year. Sally Murphy has the details.
The changes mean the requirement for farmers to get prescriptive and expensive winter grazing consents will be removed in time for next season, with the practice being managed through regional council plans instead. Stock exclusion rules that currently require sheep and beef farms to fence their waterways by July next year will also be scrapped. RMA Reform Minister Chris Bishop says the changes move to a more risk-based, catchment-focused approach and will remove costs for farmers and growers. Beef and Lamb says the announcement will be a relief for many farmers, who it says were faced with unnecessary regulatory burdens and significant on-farm compliance costs. Meanwhile, Federated Farmers says the proposed changes mark an end to what it calls the war on farming. It labels the rules as impractical and says they've been a complete nightmare since the day they were introduced. It says farmers will be pleased to see the back of them.
Meanwhile, Labor says the changes to the RMA are short-sighted and put short-term profits ahead of environmental protections. An infestation of mice has delayed the start of Zespri's kiwifruit marketing campaign in Europe. The mice were found on the first charter vessel of the season when it arrived in Belgium. There were about 1.2 million trays of Sun Gold on board, and with the current forecasts, it means about $12 million worth of fruit is at risk. Zespri Chief Operating Officer Jason Tebrake says the discovery is really disappointing.
Unfortunately, we have detected that there has been mice activity present within the vessel, and it is to a reasonable extent now that we're finding quite a lot of contained product that's been contaminated. So what we are doing now is assessing how much of the 4,800 pallets of fruit have been impacted.
Jason Tebrake says Zespri is investigating where the mice came from, which includes a full review of the supply chain.
We are currently working through what is the commercial implications going to be. Part of that's going to be around understanding the extent of how much fruit will need to be end up being disposed of, or how much fruit we can actually salvage through this. So it's too early for us to understand the full extent of that. We are also having discussions with our insurers as well. We do have insurance policies in place to cover product contamination and also damage to fruit on way to market. But we still have to work through that process with our insurers before understanding the full commercial implications.
Jason Tebrake says the start of the season in Europe will now be pushed back a week, with a second charter vessel due to arrive in Belgium on Saturday. Conservationists are butting heads about the best way to control Fiordland's Wapiti elk populations, and it's now the subject of a legal stoush. Elk were introduced from North America in the early 1900s, and too many in a region are environmentally damaging. They've been controlled under a ballot system run by DOC and the Fiordland Wapiti Foundation, and hunters are currently out scouting dense bush to cull about 1,000 of them. But Forest and Bird has taken legal action against the agreement, saying it doesn't comply with the National Parks Act, which prioritises protecting Indigenous ecosystems over introduced species. The Fiordland Wapiti Foundation's General Manager, Roy Sloan, disagrees, saying its volunteers have responsibly managed the herd for decades.
It's signed by the Government General. We have a community agreement. That's what they're challenging. But I'm not sure if they've thought through the ramifications. Those hunters basically fund that work. There's not one cent of taxpayers' money goes into what we do. If you look at this year, for us to do our work in there, we're potentially looking around $500,000 annually. And if you had a government department doing that, I bet you'd be talking triple that amount. So we're an oily rag.
Roy Sloan says it's investigating enlisting Fiordland Wapiti as a herd of special interest with the Ministers for Hunting and Fishing and Conservation. Forest and Bird declined an interview while the case was before the courts. Frozen berries coming into New Zealand will have to meet new import rules in a bid to improve food safety. The move follows an outbreak of hepatitis A virus linked with frozen berries in 2022-23, which affected 39 people. An independent certification system will confirm an importer's food safety systems meet New Zealand's food safety standards. New Zealand Food Safety says this means risks associated with frozen berries are managed offshore. The new rules come into effect in August, with importers having 18 months to fully comply with the new agreement. Potato chip company Proper Crisps is back to using Northland kumara thanks to a better supply this season. In October, the company had to switch to using Australian sweet potatoes because Cyclone Gabriel damaged a huge portion of last year's crop, meaning there wasn't enough to supply orders, to fill orders. But Proper Crisps says this season is looking much better and they've returned to using Northland kumara. And a grower who lost his entire crop to the flooding last year says it feels wonderful to be back in business. Doug Nilsson is one of Northland's largest growers with 70 hectares of kumara. He says in years of short supply, it's the processors who miss out on product, and this season is looking much better.
So we're very proud that Proper Crisps have come back on board with us for New Zealand supplies. So, really stoked that they've come back to us, because we realise processors do have another option. Really happy with it. But we've had to borrow substantially this year to plant our crop and hoping for reasonable yield. Just hope the price stays firm enough that we can make a profit and start paying some of that debt back down, which is going to take many years to pay back.
Doug Nilsson says kumara this year are going to be top quality. Koe rā te purongo e tētai whenua.